Good day and welcome to the Tech Central podcast. My name is Daniel Robus. I'm your host for today's episode. And in studio, we have Aravind Pai, partner expert from Radisys. Radisys is a global organization which is talking around the open telecom solutions and part of the Reliance Industries family, which Aravind is going to explain to us in a little bit more detail because it's my first time interviewing him. Aravind's title is an interesting one, partner expert. His function is broad and unique. It's designed around his skill set as part of the development team and crafting solutions to go to market, new products and new ways to get to market. He is part of the leadership team. I'm really grateful that you've given us some time. And he's been working for a long, long time. I got on the brief 3 decades, but you look far too young for that. Aravind has studied. He has a master's in software systems. He's also worked through schools in India, the UK, and many, many more. I think you are in Bangalore today. Is that correct?
Yes, Daniel, we are in a beautiful city, Bangalore. We call it air-conditioned city. Thankfully, thanks to the weather here, as such.
And as we go into summer, it's probably quite cool for you from that very hot part of the world. I've never visited, and I would love to get to the subcontinent one day. If you had to bring a guest from overseas, what would the two highlights be in India that you would like to show off to them?
So the first one is how Indians live, because India is a young and vibrant country. So historically, India is known as a country of opportunities, a country of snake charmers, country of poor people, and things like that. There are a lot of stereotypical positioning about India. India in last 2 to 3 decades have transformed itself or on its way to get transformed as we live life every day here. 65% of India's population is young.
Wow.
Less than 35 years of age. These people have very high aspirations. Their way of living, way of thinking, their way of working is entirely different than the previous generation.
Yeah.
India is at the cusp of a tremendous growth cycle and also a transformation which cannot be foreseen by the previous generations of Indians.
You seem amazingly patriotic to India. And when I see one of the biggest exports from India, it seems to be human capital. Why have you chosen to make your home in India? Why haven't you moved abroad to become a leader in the States or even South Africa from a services perspective or an IT perspective?
Yeah, that is a very deep question, Daniel. I will try to give my perspective. So I always wanted to be an electronics engineer. And then I studied industrial electronics as a discipline because when I entered engineering school, India was mostly having industrial electronics as the base. And then I remained true to my original passion of electronics, building products. Then I got into semiconductor, got an opportunity to enter semiconductor industry. Thanks to my previous employers, I had good experience of working there from a applications engineering to sales, entire broad spectrum of functions over 1.5 decades. So that opened us a lot of opportunities for me, and I remained true to my passion.
Awesome. That's good to hear. You know, as a South African living in South Africa with no plans on going anywhere, I watch my colleagues leaving and I think, wow, why could you? How could you do this? How could you leave our beautiful country of birth? And I think you share some of that thinking. But you've been with Radisys for a while and you have been part of the product development team. What does that mean for you? Is this kind of the apex, the cusp of where you have come to? And how did you get there?
Yeah, let me try to articulate the journey of last 2 years with Radisys. So basically, Radisys is a subsidiary of India's largest conglomerate, Reliance Industries Limited. So Reliance acquired Radisys in 2018. And then Reliance gave a fresh mandate to Radisys to build a new set of products and services, which are in line with the group's vision and the chairman's direction as such. And then, as part of that, Radisys wanted to start a digital endpoints business unit in Radisys, and then I have been part of this business unit since last 2 years. We have built an excellent team over last 2 years. Currently, the team size is about 200 engineers. And then we have launched two products in the global market. One is what we call smart feature phone for new and emerging markets as such. The second one is a smart home platform, which is again a solution for consumer markets globally.
And we are going to be diving into the smart home. But the first that I'd like to just explore a little bit is we are pretty familiar with voice assistants, smart speakers, the home automation devices. What is the connected home to you, and what is the difference between these two things? Why is it such a big thing for Radisys?
Yeah, it is not just big thing for us, as I see it. It is a consumer's wish. At the end of the day, consumer is the king, right? So he decides what sort of devices he need to have and what sort of experiences he wants in his home, and then what sort of conveniences and facilities he wants to enjoy, right? So typically, we used to have the push button switches earlier, then came different wall switches, touch sort of switches. Now the next set of switches which consumers are using is smart switches, as we call them, right? The smart switches or smart plugs and things like that. There are various lights which come with wireless ability to switch on and switch off as such and change the color, hue, and the temperature of the light as well. So there are various applications which consumer uses, and then each one of them use different apps and different vendors. They come from different vendors and uses different apps.
Okay.
So connected home is a concept where one can integrate these multiple devices and services on a common platform, or and then consumer gets to monitor them, operate them remotely, or control them as per his needs, wirelessly in within the premise or when he is outside the premise as well, right? So this is what is called, we call it connected home, or industry also calls it connected home. It is basically a networking of all your devices in the home or your small business as such.
It sounds quite complicated. Is it for me, or is it actually for small businesses out there, or businesses?
I don't think so. It is quite easy per se, you know, in my opinion. From a consumer point of view, it is quite easy because he only gets to control these devices using a common app, which is on his mobile phone, right? So there are various icons, various controls, switches which he has to push and operate, and then all the devices, gadgets in his house, he can monitor or control, right?
Okay.
It is very, very intuitive and very easy for him to use as well.
So I can understand recording a sporting event. I can even understand turning lights off if I'm not home. But are there other more practical and more important uses that you are seeing customers dive into in this connected home?
Yes, of course. There are various ways. You know, home automation is one such use case where, which is there since quite some time now. But then there are more advanced use cases like baby monitoring, or elderly monitoring, or providing an emergency health response or an ambulance service, depending on fall detection, etc. And there could be, you know, a gas detection and alert to a fire engine. You know, some such services can be designed. Okay. There can be a theft prevention and surveillance and monitoring services as also perimeter security type of solutioning can be done. There can be insurance can be plugged in with these technologies, and then you know they can be much more advanced and much more easy to use for the consumer. As such, you know, some clever person said, he made a lot of money, by the way. He said, consumer is the king. He pays for everything, right?
So, yes, yes.
So we are all in a value chain. The consumer is the ultimate buyer. And then there are service providers. Then there are connectivity providers. Then there are services providers. Then there are system providers and then device providers and things like that. So we are all in a connected chain. So only when consumer buys a device and installs it, uses it in his home, everybody in the chain gets business, right? So I tend to use that philosophy because of my training, where we are looking at a value chain business. Electronics is a value chain business, as we know.
And tell me, how big is this market? I mean, how big is the connected home or the connected business from a perspective of revenue?
Yeah, so I am not an expert in numbers from an analyst point of view. So, but then I have read some popular analysts speak about these markets. I can quote a couple of them. So one of them, Omdia, you know, they said that the smart home market is expected to be about $620 billion by 2026.
Wow.
So then there is another analyst which says the smart services market, which is on top of this smart home devices equipment market, is another $330 billion as such. So cumulatively, you can see in next 5 years, this market is going to be at least 3 to 4x of what it is today, and then may touch about $1 trillion in size as such.
So it's not an insignificant market to jump in on. And from a perspective of what you want to do, providing a single pane of glass to view your home or your business and all the applications, is there upswing on the services? You were talking around the services market there. Would that be from your services side or the partners who are plugged into the Radisys app?
If you see, you know, a digital services market, if you dissect that, broadly, they are classified under two, communication services and then non-communication services, right? So communication services is basically voice revenue and then associated with that, whatever equipment and things like that. And then non-communication service revenue consists of, let us say, digital video, which is one of the largest segment. My understanding, it is more than 50% of the overall market. It is the killer application.
There.
Then there is a digital games, and then there are all sort of population of all age groups, all ethnicity, they love to play digital games, at least major parts of them. What I understand is that this market is about 26% of the overall digital services market.
Yeah.
Then there is music. The music is again very important. Service and streaming digital music is another segment. And then, of course, smart home services. And then this smart home services is approximately about 14% of the overall non-communication services market. So these are what I understand are top four categories as such from a service revenue perspective.
Wow, that's interesting. How would I get this onto my offering list? How do I transition into offering smart home solutions as something to my customers?
Very simple. If you are a telco, you contact Radisys. So that is as easy as that, because we have a telco ready platform with us. We have over last 1.5 years tried to understand what challenges the operator has. And then we want to solve some of those challenges, and we have brought a solution on the table. So we also in Radisys feel that the broadband service providers are the best value chain player to offer smart home services, because they already offer a fiber to the home or a broadband pipe to the home. They understand the customer, they understand customer location, customer needs, affordability, and then they have a right of way to the consumer's home, right?
Yes.
So if they can bundle this offer along with their broadband offer, that is the best way they can provide the solution to the market.
Wow, that's very interesting. And their technical team to get up to speed with the offering and how to integrate it as part of it, how intense a learning curve is that? Or is it, how straightforward is it?
Of course, there are some challenges. Every new product or a service is a very diligent program for service providers as such. There will be, of course, a lot of challenges to find the right business model, because operators would love the consumer paying for those services as such. So to make consumer pay for those services, they need to provide an optimal consumer experience and then a fulfilling service, which is the real need of the consumer. So one of the things what we have done is that we have done some early discussions with operators in emerging markets and found that security and surveillance, and then the services around safety and security, are the primary concerns of the consumer. And then if a service provider would love to build a business model around it and then provide a service, we would be happy to support them. And they also can partner with a variety of other ecosystem players that they're out there, like security providers, emergency response providers, and then offer those services on top of the smart home basic monitoring service available, right? So these are the considerations which they need to do before they plan a launch of the service as such.
Has Radisys launched in South Africa? Do you have any business clients running yet on your smart business solution?
Yeah, we have been in discussion with leading operators in South Africa since 2019 AfricaCom. So that's the first time when we visited AfricaCom from Radisys. We met several operators. Most of them have shown interest in our smart home platform. We are in the process of building a consumer experience pilot with one of these operators.
Brilliant. Brilliant. When are we going to hear about that?
Yeah, that would be, I would leave it to the operator because we are a partner who are assisting the operator to offer this service.
Okay.
So exact launch and other formalities will be done by them.
Okay.
Of course.
So you can't share any of that information yet?
Currently, it is confidential.
And tell me, from interest to go live, what is typically your path to get a customer live on the smart business, smart home solution?
Yeah. So let me articulate how we have been engaging with operators here in Africa.
Okay.
So Africa is a different market altogether. They are not like an American market or for that matter, even like an Indian market. That market is entirely different. There are various countries. Some countries have affordability. Some countries do not have affordability. But one thing we need to understand that every market and every set of consumers have aspirations. And yes. Then they have interest to test out new technologies. So what we did is to identify such markets where there is a need for such services and then build what we call MVP, minimum viable product, right?
Yeah.
So which can work in that market, right? And then we demonstrated this product to the operators. And then there was a reconfirmation of the interest from the operator point of view. And then we proposed a techno-commercial solution, you know, to them. You know, how this entire business model works, who are the actors, what role Radisys play, what role operators need to take, what sort of work is involved, and how we can test out some of these hypotheses which we have and make them concrete as we do the pilot and things like that. And then those pilot activities will also give more confidence building measures to the operators that if they launch the solution, it will be taken up by the consumers and then it will be a workable solution for the consumer.
Yes. Aravind, if you were to answer three questions for me, what would be the three most important questions that I could ask you?
First is how this Radisys smart home solution is going to improve life of the consumers.
Okay.
That is one. Because every product which we put there, it has to make things better for people, add quality to their life, right? So smart home is just the beginning. You know, smart home enables consumers to avail and use smart living services. So these services could be anything from a concierge services or a help desk or a set of video monitoring or a property monitoring services, elderly monitoring, people monitoring, perimeter security, variety of these services, right? So these services remain active 24/7 and then help the user to use his time elsewhere in a more constructive or more useful way, right? So the person need not spend time to actually monitor these things. So that is the efficiency benefit technology brings in, you know, as such.
Okay.
So, of course, all this thing comes at an affordable price. We hope to work with the ecosystem players and operators to make this solution affordable for the target market so that the consumer is not overburdened of the technology. So these are the two things which we can try to do for any consumer out there.
That's brilliant. So we're talking about Radisys adding quality to life through the smart home services, saving time and allowing us to focus on our lives or on our business, and then affordable for the specific market where we are working. And that's where Radisys wants to be. Aravind, I know you were just with your family last week. How do you explain to your aunties and your uncles what Radisys does?
Yeah, that is a very good question. By the way, my mother asked this question when I was there last week.
I'm glad. So you prepared.
Radisys is part of Reliance Industries Limited. And Radisys is a 35-year-old company headquartered in the United States of America.
Okay.
They have been providing open telecom solutions to the market globally. And then they are a market leader in that category. So some of the products which Radisys has are mobility stacks, mobility engine, media engine products, and then software and services for telecom operators, the broadband access solutions. And then this business where I am involved in is called digital endpoints. So digital endpoints basically consists of digital devices which consumers and users can use to avail these smart services. So this is the youngest business unit in the company, and we are excited to bring open telecom solutions to the global market.
So what is Open Telecom Solutions? Because you've spoken about it in our prep. Open platform, open architecture, open integration, open standards, open source for telecoms. What is Open Telecoms?
So historically, telecom networks have been provided by, you know, few tier one vendors, right?
Yes.
They are all very highly concentrated ecosystem. So okay. You can count them. You don't need the second hand to count them. Only first hand is, one hand is enough as such. So open telecom or open radio access networks was an initiative by the industry to create open interfaces and open protocols which are available for operators to use any off-the-shelf equipment and then vendor into their telecom network, and then reduce the vendor dependency and also help improve, you know, other aspects of the governance as such.
So you are democratizing telco. You're taking it away from the tightly guarded OEMs, or in our case, telecom providers.
Actually, telcos are democratizing their network, and we are only
okay.
a support organization. We are a partner to them as such. So,
okay, that's excellent. That explains it to be more. As we draw to the end of our time, Arvind, in South Africa, December is usually a shutdown period for us for the Christmas holidays and the end of year holidays. Is it the same for you in India, or do you carry on working through December?
In India, you know, Christmas is a vacation for school children as such. Yes. So it is also a travel holiday vacation time for some parts of India. And Christmas is a very well celebrated festival in India. So a lot of faithful followers observe Christmas. Even in Bangalore, the season of Christmas and celebrations are continuing. So we have a holiday for Christmas. And we love to enjoy exchange sweets on Boxing Day. So
excellent. Okay. So on the working up to that time off, what is your focus? Are you working on anything exciting? What's coming out of your product development area that we should know about in the next 3 months, let's say?
Of course, we would love to bring this smart home to our target markets in the next 3-6 months period. We want to make sure that this pilot is successful and we deploy in our first customer.
Okay.
And also we want to fan out and engage more operators and more markets out there. That is one. And then, of course, currently there is a cycle of strategy building for next year ongoing. We have several products in the roadmap. We are planning to build some new products in line with our plans. Currently, some of those are under confidential status.
And then, Arvind, for a CIO or a CTO or a homeowner, what would your one piece of advice be when they're considering a smart home or a smart office? What would your advice be?
So the entire digital telco, you know, is a jargon which is being used by the industry to define the transformed telco, right?
Okay.
So the CIO or CTO is a prime decision maker or mover in this to make this vision happen, right? So my suggestion to them is to remain open. And then the services aggregation is the prime factor there. It is not about equipment or hardware or any such element, but services aggregation is very important. That is one. Second is consumer experience, because if consumer experience is not good and it doesn't fulfill the need, the consumer is less likely to use the services as such. So the services need to have the optimum consumer experience, which is needed as such. And then there has to be a real need for those services. Just a push approach won't work. There has to be a real need for any such technology or service to become popularized. So these are the three observations which I have. So I would like to share the same if they ask me.
So remain open, listen and learn. Services aggregation is very important. Consumer services experience is critical, and there must be a real need. It's not a push, it's a pull factor. and the CIOs should be listening so that they understand and they can hit them. That's perfect for me. Then my last question to you, Arvind, do you have any message out there for the partners in South Africa that are listening to Radisys, and what message do you have to them?
We already have my colleagues, three of them working in South Africa. We had them first in the business because having feet on the ground is very important
yes.
for any new market initiative. So we first hired the people on the ground, right? So we would, of course, love to have more partners working with us from the continent. They may be system integrators, they may be repair service providers, they may be installation service providers, they may be architects, they may be interior decorators, such partners who are out there, who are looking to provide such a smart home experience to their customers and their target user base. We would love to partner with you, and then we can co-work to explore a win-win proposition. Of course, there are hardware manufacturers and equipment manufacturers in South Africa. For example, we would love to engage and see how we can collaborate as such.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So it's not too late. It's not too late for the partners. There's still Radisys is out there and they're looking for partners. It's worthwhile having a chat. And it could be another arrow in their quiver to take some of this market. Awesome. Thank you very much, Arvind. It's been very interesting. I've never thought of the smart home in this way. I've learned a lot. And your website, I must say, has got a lot of very interesting facts on. So we can go out there and have a look for our listeners. Go and investigate, see what's out there, and equip yourself. There's more to learn. There's more to share. From my side, I'd like to thank you, Arvind Pai, partner expert from Radisys in Bangalore. I hope you have a lovely Monday afternoon, and we hope to see you in South Africa soon now that the restrictions are coming down. Please come and visit us. From my side, Daniel Robus, I'd like to say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, everybody.